Hello homies, and welcome to day 5 of our Homeopathy Awareness Week celebrations. Holy moly, there's been some incredible testimonials. I hope you've enjoyed coming along on this ride with me and listening to people's journeys from around the world of how they discovered homeopathy and their favorite remedies. It's just so fascinating, isn't it? I feel like I just can't get enough of hearing people's stories and what homeopathy has done for them and how they discovered it. I'm sure you feel the same, isn't it? Just so magical. So thank you again for joining us. We have got a couple more days left of our celebrations and some more testimonials coming your way. Just quickly before we get into it, once again, if you want to come and join our Facebook group, if you're not there already, come and check out Homeopathy Hangout Podcast on Facebook. And also, if you would like to see any of the 5 amazing homeopaths on my team who see clients online worldwide, or if you'd like to purchase one of our beautiful kits or one of our remedies, we do ship worldwide. Visit www.eugeniekruger.com. And if you'd like to support the show, visit buymeacoffee.com/hangout. And just in case you didn't know, because I have been asked, you're not actually buying me a coffee. It's actually just a $5 donation or multiples of 5. And that money goes towards paying for my incredible editor. So thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it. Enjoy today's episode.
Hey everyone, my name is Maddie. I'm from Perth, WA. I got introduced to homeopathy after the birth of my second child. He was around 6 months old and he was getting colds and flus all the time after his second lots of vaccinations. We made a decision that something wasn't right, that we didn't want to have continue on vaccinations that time until I could start to see some change in his health. He was getting colds under the weather all the time. Somewhere along the pages, I got introduced to Eugenie and I started following the group. And through Eugenie, I met Sharon, one of the amazing homeopaths, on her team, who literally came to my son's rescue. And within like 2 months of seeing her, everything that had been going on for months subsided with just everything through treating him. Look, I can go through, she prescribed his remedies, but we also just went straight out and we brought a pack of 30 remedies. And from there, I just started researching all through the page and just everything that was going in the house for my son and my daughter and my husband and myself. We treated everything that was going on. And look, really embraced everything that homeopathy has, you know, to contribute to our family. So basically our favorite remedies in our home, there's so many, but the big ones I think for us have been aconite for the initial, you know, when everything comes on, but I feel like I always miss that. So it's a good one, but it, for us, it hasn't always been the best one because I feel like as a mum, I always miss it. So for me, I think Hepasol has always been really, really good because I seem to miss it, but for the green and the yucky, gooey, like snots and things that always happen in our house has been really, really good. And if I really stick to it, I can really clear it. I can get it down to a clear discharge and then from there I can treat it with a clear discharge. One of Eugenie's remedies as well, one of her clear mixed remedies that she's got, cold, clear, discharge ones, has been really good once I get it down to that, and it's been amazing. Arnica, amazing. My son is like into everything, knocks his head. He's just full on. We have lots of knocks. He's been amazing with that. Something happens to give him that, he bounces back really quick. Belladonna, if my kids, you know, have the odd fever or things come up during the night, that's been a big one for us as well. Nux vomica, always something to have on hand as well. There's so many. Like, honestly, homeopathy has been the most amazing thing that's come into my family's life. It's something that I'd never have thought even existed, but to come across it and just have that option to treat my family, that when things come up, there's something that I can do, at least try, and we just work through it. And I feel like so much more empowered as a mother. And just to help my family is honestly, it's been the best. It's been an absolute game changer for us. And yeah, like I just feel like our household is just, yeah, massively empowered moving forward. So thank you all. Bye.
Hi, I'm Estacia from Queensland. We started our homeopathy journey 5 years ago, and I could not praise it enough for what it has done for our family. We've been exclusively homeopathy for the last 2 years after our son suffered a medical injury that doctors gave us little hope to heal from, but he is now recovering from thanks to homeopathy. Homeopathy also helped heal my daughter's complete fracture of the ulna and the radius in record speed. We were told it would be a minimum of 8 weeks in a cast, then in a splint, with a 70% chance of a re-break in the first year. She was out of the cast in 4 weeks and discharged at 6 weeks with less than a 30% chance of a re-break due to the bone's density and advanced remodeling. Even after my third C-section, I only took homeopathy healing and pain relief, refusing even Panadol. I was showering solo after 6 hours. I walked out unaided after 24 hours. And I was fully healed within 6 weeks. We don't own Panadol anymore. My children have never been to a doctor since our son's medical episode because we've never needed them. We've reclaimed our health. This is life-changing for all the right reasons. Some of our favourite remedies would have to be ABC as an all-rounder, especially for kids, Aconite because it feels limitless on what it can actually do, and Sepia as a busy mum of 3 under 4, it's definitely a requirement. Homeopathy is the most life-changing and liberating journey with a community that is here to help you succeed in regaining your health. Just try it. You've got this. And homeopathy's got you.
Hi, homies. I just want to take a quick moment to ask for your help. My mum works really hard to create great content for you to enjoy. So if you found value from this podcast, please consider donating to keep the Homeopathy Hangout podcast going. You can do this by visiting www.eugeniekruger.com and click the donate button at the top. Every donation of $10 or more will receive a shout out on a future episode. Thanks.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Stalick. I'm a homeopath in Brighton in the UK. I was born in London, just up the road, well, 50 miles up the road. How did I discover homeopathy? I discovered homeopathy back in 1982. It was just a word that I'd heard my mum use it, a friend of my mum's had used it or something. And I was going through some acute emotional stuff at the time. And I went to see nice Indian gentleman in Baker Street in London and started feeling better and then started reading about it. And then it was like it hit me between the eyes because it was like, oh my God, this is amazing. What are my favorite remedies and why? It's the remedies, I suppose, I know quite well. And I'm also quite fond of remedies that perhaps are not so well known. So, for example, recently I've used absinthe, which I really like as a remedy. And I also, another remedy I quite like is brachyglossis repens, which is, I've seen very good results with hand and wrist injuries. And what else? Heroin as a remedy is a really interesting remedy. And there's loads, but yeah, that gives you a flavour. A lot of people laughed at me using excrementum caninum. I wouldn't say it's one of my favourite remedies, but it did open my mind to what could be used as a remedy. So it was good in that way. Testimonials of how homeopathy has helped me. It helps me all the time, and I use it quite a lot I go and see a homeopath, and I have remedies frequently normally for stress, but occasionally for, you know, stiff neck, or I used it very well for a swollen knee that I got through cycling in the wrong way. My knee was in the wrong position, and it got swollen and painful, and I found that Bellis actually was the remedy and worked wonders, so that was really good. Advice for new homeopathy users is to persevere and also tell all your friends and family if you get a good result and let them have the benefit of that. So nice to be here and thanks.
Hi, I'm Tash from Perth, and I first discovered homeopathy at the beginning of COVID and I'm so glad that I did. It's been amazing using it to help my family with upset tummies, with coughs and colds, and bumps and bruises. Pretty much we use it for everything, and especially with emotional upsets, like clingy drop-offs at school. My youngest has her temper tantrums, so it's just been so good to just reach for a remedy when whatever issue that we're having. And I'm currently on a journey with it for myself now, after realizing that I needed to put myself first. And it's, yeah, really exciting to go into the spiritual side of the remedies as well, and yeah, dealing with the trauma and karmic trauma and ancestral trauma. So it's, yeah, just amazing that it can really reach us on so many different levels. I just love it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amy, and I'm from Perth, Western Australia. I was trying to choose my favorite remedies to chat about, but we have so many that we use quite regularly. But I managed to narrow it down to five that I felt covered a range of common health problems which might come up, particularly if you have kids. I have two young boys who are very active, so we love the injury mix for any time they have a big stack off a skateboard or a wall or copper surfboard to the head, whatever flavor of the day of bodily trauma that presents is always really handy to have. So I carry injury mix with me all the time. Handy one to have for mums. The worming mix has been amazing. My eldest had issues with worms for quite a long time, and we tried absolutely everything and nothing seemed to work, or at least work for extended periods of time where they just wouldn't come back. And once we got onto the wormy mix, it was absolutely unreal. It eradicated the issue altogether. Immune support we love. If I feel like myself or the family are coming down with something, I'll pop a bit of immune support into water bottles, and I just find many illnesses never really take hold, or at least it keeps the duration fairly short, which is awesome. I love Mercurius Sol. If I ever feel like I'm getting a sore throat, it astounds me how quickly it works. I've pretty well nipped it in the bud within half an hour, which is amazing. And also the Growing Pains mix has been wonderful for my boys. If they go to bed with a bit of a cramp or aches in their legs, I find that's really handy to use and gets them over it pretty quick with maybe a bit of a nice massage with oils too. It just settles them really nicely to be able to get a restful sleep. So that's our very short snippet, but hopefully useful testimonial as to why we love homeopathy. There are so many more remedies which we use, and I just love having my own little cabinet of natural pillules or tonics which we can just pop in the mouth or pop in the water, which can help support healing for a range of different issues and hopefully educate our kids about alternative and holistic healing methods along the way. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Charlie Ellis James, and I'm a homeopath based in Frome in the UK. And I'd love to share with you a bit of my story as to how I realized how awesome homeopathy was for the first time, or is for the first time. And I was 10 years old, and I was a sick kid. I was a kid that struggled to get out of bed. I was a kid that had lots of recurrent chest issues, so pneumonia, lots of chest infections, plenty of antibiotics that quite simply just stopped working. And then I started getting sort of chronic flu symptoms, et cetera, and was just really struggling socially and in every way. And some family friends of ours said to my mum, "Have you thought about taking Charlie to a homeopath?" And her first gut response was, "We don't do things like that." And very thankfully for me, she changed her mind and she did do exactly that. So off she took me to a homeopath, and I was 10 years old, so I don't remember the details of it. But I just remember this feeling of being gently supported. And it was just a few months until I started skipping through school. I started developing a huge amount more confidence in myself at school, started making friends. And my life just kind of turned around, basically. And apparently one of my teachers at school actually said to my mum, "Oh, I just assumed those bags under Charlie's eyes were just her, because I'd always had them. But suddenly I looked different. I felt different." And I continued through school and life in a very different way than how I started, really. And then I found myself doing some cool things and was then about 23, something like that. So about 13 years later, and I was lying in my tent looking at the Limpopo River, which is the river that joins South Africa and Botswana. I was working there in elephant conservation at the time, and I just remember this thought of, what the hell was that? You know, what is homeopathy? What is that about? What is that thing that completely transformed my life? So I made myself a promise. Actually, I made myself two promises. One was, the next time I'm in the UK, I will look up what this homeopathy thing is. And the other thing was, next time in the UK, I'm going to dance as much as I can. And I did exactly that. So I went back to that homeopath. I spoke to him about some current health issues. And I started asking for books, and I started studying. I joined my first homeopathy course, and then it continued in that way. So homeopathy has changed my life a number of times, but that was certainly the first time, and possibly probably the most dramatic. And my only advice really is, try it. If you're not sure, just try it. It can be that thing that makes a really big difference. So give it a go. Cheers.
Hello, my name's Helen Morris. I live in Shropshire in the UK. I'm a wife and mum of two kids and a business owner. I work from home supporting my husband with two businesses. I first heard about homeopathy over 20 years ago, and a colleague at the time who I really respected said, "Oh, that's just a load of nonsense. You know, it's so diluted, there can't possibly be any of the substance left in it. It's just placebo." And I kind of took that as being true and thought, "Oh, I don't want to believe in something that's silly. I'm, you know, I'm a sensible person. I'm well educated. I shouldn't sort of pay attention to that." So I kind of left homeopathy and didn't really think about it again. And then about 14 months ago, I first came across Fade Rostin's work. And that really helped to open my mind about the possibilities of sort of water having an intelligence. So that kind of was a bit of groundwork. And then last June, I went to a festival and did a lovely yoga session with an amazing yoga teacher, Sandra. And at the end, she asked us to think about something that we'd like to bring into our lives and to plant a seed for this to grow. And I'd been thinking, what I'd really like to do is find my purpose, because although I'm, you know, busy and helping my husband with the businesses, they're his passion, not mine. And I really wanted to find something, and had that and looked through the little book and thought, oh yeah, you know, I can use this. And only probably a week after having it, my dog got stung on the eye by a wasp, and he came in and his eye was so sore and swollen, he couldn't open it was really red, he was rubbing it, you could see he's in pain. So I got my little kit out and looked through the book and identified that Leedom would perhaps help for a sting on the eye. So I gave him Leedom, and within 10 minutes he was better. It'd gone down, you know, he wasn't in pain, there was no swelling. And I just thought, oh my goodness, this is absolutely amazing. I need to know everything. So I'm a big podcast listener, so got onto Spotify and looked to see what I could find, and found Eugenie's Homeopathy Hangout podcast. And I've just listened to every episode. I absolutely love it. And listening to all the amazing guests and Eugenia herself, I kind of thought,
I'd love to study this. I would love to be a homeopath. That would be something really meaningful in my life. But at the time, I kind of thought, that's just a dream. You know, it's not going to happen. Back in December, I decided to order an arc crystal. I don't know if people know about those. It's something that Nassim Haramein has produced. So I ordered my arc crystal and it came. And I really think that's kind of helped to connect me to kind of doing what I should be doing. And so in January, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I phoned the School of Health in the UK, and Manny very kindly spoke to me and gave me some, you know, encouragement, some really useful information. And so, yeah, I signed up and I'm now a homeopathy student and I'm absolutely loving it. It's just so much more than I ever thought it would be. And the reading, I get these books and I'm reading them. And for the first time, instead of reading books and going, oh, I don't agree with that, and oh, I'm not sure about that, I'm reading stuff and I'm like, yes, this is what I've been looking for. This is amazing. So I just love it. And I've also done 2 days of the homeopathy at Welly level course. I've got my third day tomorrow and that's fantastic as well. And yeah, if anyone wants to follow my student journey, I've got an Instagram account, which is Helly's Homeopathy. And I just can't wait to keep studying and to practice it one day. So thank you, Eugenie. You really helped to inspire me. And thank you to all the homeopaths out there. Lovely. Thank you. Bye.